going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Renee Portanova from the New Garden Society joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So Renee, tell us about the New Garden Society and what you are doing. This is incredible to us.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell you about our small organization. We just finished our 10th season gardening in the prison gardens here in Boston, Greater Boston area. And the thing that makes our organization unique is that we are all professionals in the green industry, and we most of our educators volunteer their time to come in and teach vocational training in horticulture to incarcerated people. And we've been doing that, as I said, for 10 years now. And we've worked in both male and female facilities. And we've even worked with the Department of Youth Services educating youth on horticultural practices.
I know a lot of people go into prisons and places and teaching skills and whatever, but it seems to me that working with something green, something alive, must really resonate with folks. Can you tell us what a difference it's made in those people's lives?
Yeah, that's a really wonderful question, and I'm really appreciate that you asked it. We had our last day of programming yesterday, and we got to hear from the students. We got to hear feedback from them about what the programming meant to them. And one of the resounding themes was how being outside, having access to fresh air and fresh vegetables and fruit meant the world of difference to them. For some of our students, it is the only opportunity for them to be outside. Mm. And so, you know, think about how much you all enjoy being in the outdoors. And, you know, we have these students that are just getting outside maybe 2 to 4 hours a week for our garden program. And another thing that emerges quite often is this connection to their family and friends. It's a real reminder of practices that they participated in with their family and friends before they were incarcerated. And that feeling of nostalgia is really important to them.
Does it feel like the prisoners are ever weary of getting involved with this? You're in a prison. Maybe you can't show that you have a softer side that is into horticulture.
You know, not so much that we've had some reservations around getting clothes and shoes dirty, which is very understandable when you have very limited resources in that respect.
Sure.
But your question reminds me of a story a student told me. You know, we always talk about the therapeutic aspects of horticulture and how people tend to feel more relaxed and happier before and after, or, you know, during and after gardening. But we had one student tell us, you know, I feel sad when I'm in the garden. And we were like a little confused But then he went on to explain that in being incarcerated, you're not able to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And so being in the garden was the one safe space for him to feel sad and to feel a range of emotions that he wasn't able to express in his day-to-day life in the carceral system. And I think that was one of the most powerful things I had ever heard from a student.
Renee, this is such an incredible and interesting way to give back that I otherwise probably would have never thought of. How did you end up coming, like, what was the spark to make you found this and going to prisons and help people?
Yeah, so I had been a practicing horticulturist for a number of years and always had education as a component of that, teaching adults. I was working for a nonprofit doing some adult education. And through that nonprofit, I got to see a speaker named James Giller, who founded the program at Rikers Island through the New York Horticultural Society. And after seeing him speak, I was really inspired to continue that work here in Massachusetts. And I reached out to the DOC and realized that there was a huge demand. And although there were other prison garden programs in the New England area, nobody was really approaching it from a vocational standpoint, where we're professionals in the green industry, and we were so passionate about our industry and our work, and think of our work as very inclusive to many backgrounds. And we really wanted to share that with people that are incarcerated that will be re-entering into our communities. And we really wanted to have the opportunity to shape their experience while they were incarcerated, knowing that vocational training is one way to help recidivism rates.
This is awesome. Yes. This is incredible. What a great story to share with us this morning. So Renee, you and the entire team over there at the New Garden Society are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
I know. Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. The American Music Award nominees are in.
Oh.
Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Another L for Drake as we go.
Post Malone follows with 8 nominations. Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and Shaboozy tied for 3rd with 7 nods each. Taylor Swift has 6 and could extend her lead as the artist with the most wins in American Music Awards history, as she already has 40.
Can you imagine he's going to sue the American Music Awards now, Dan? Drake?
only if Kendrick performs and sings that song.
They're giving him an award, which is obviously disparaging towards Drake, so that's that's libelous.
The AMAs will air live from Las Vegas, 8 o'clock Eastern on CBS Monday, May 26th, hosted by Jennifer Lopez, who will perform. I'm excited. So the Blake Lively battle with Justin Baldoni continues to roll on, and it soon might involve her famous friends, speaking of Taylor Swift, and Hugh Jackman. They are reportedly set to be subpoenaed. Sources told the Daily Mail that it could happen at any time and that Swift has been waiting for it. Justin Baldoni alleged Blake Lively weaponized her friendship with Swift to influence their 2024 film It Ends With Us. He referenced a message praising a script rewrite, saying, "Makes it so much more fun and interesting. And I would have felt that way without Ryan or Taylor." To which Lively responded by calling Swift and Reynolds her creative barometers and dragons.
Yes.
Justin's attorney claimed this suggested pressure from two influential and wealthy celebrities. While Swift had allegedly felt used in this legal battle, insiders say she's ready to move forward after she received a genuine and heartfelt apology from Blake. I don't know why Hugh Jackman was pulled into the drama, but there was a time when they were all hanging out together.
Yeah, Hugh and Ryan Reynolds are very close. He's around.
Right, yeah.
As I was reading the story when it first came out, and I told you I read all like 200 pages of those text messages, which were just wild, what was being said back and forth. But, you know, Blake Lively presented the rewrites as her own ideas, never mentioning her husband or Taylor Swift. And it wasn't until later on that she revealed to Baldoni that, in fact, that it had been written by Taylor and her husband and not by her. And she just, like, completely took over the movie, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah.
And two great tastes that taste great together, Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan.
Yes. What? Oh, I watched this clip like seven times.
They joined up to play some tunes at a Nashville pub. It's called Santa's Pub in Nashville. And here is the both of them singing Stick Season.
I love her mom, it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. It's half my fault, I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas.
And they also played All My Love, Dial Drunk. They are also said to have performed Ed's currently unreleased track, Old Phone. And Ed said, I recorded this song. I was like, I think it sounds like a Noah Kahan song. So this is a full circle moment for me. Can you imagine Ed Sheeran saying, you know what? My song sounds like yours, Noah.
Right. That's super cool.
I love that he's just kind of touring the country, surprising people in barrooms all
over. I know.
He had Shaboozy, too, as well. I don't know where that, if it was in the same Santa's Pub or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Shaboozy got up on stage and did an acoustic mm-hmm. version of Shaboozy.
Yeah.
Hit,
he's just a good dude. Yeah.
So does this mean we're getting Ed Sheeran, Noah Kahan music?
I don't know, but you can never discount it. You just never know.
They're two lovely gentlemen with acoustic guitars.
I mean,
I bet they could make a song together.
And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Diane from Middleborough.
Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
Kids are in the car. Eva and
yes.
Rita. Good morning.
Yes. Morning. Hold it.
Will you all kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself the $100. Just a reminder, Diane, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The NFL draft is tonight, and the Patriots have the fourth overall pick. Who is the Patriots' current quarterback?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan teamed up this week to blow some fans' minds. They got together in Nashville at a pub and played songs like Stick Season and Dial Drunk. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
Vermont.
Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are reportedly set to be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Hugh did a movie with Blake's husband Ryan Reynolds that was the second highest grossing movie of all time in 2024 with almost $1.4 billion brought in. Can you name the movie?
Deadpool Wolverine.
Joe Keery, 33, today. He plays Steve Harrington on which Netflix series?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Newburyport.
Yes, Carson serenaded him once with an acoustic song when he came in the studio. He startled, we'll say.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have no idea.
Question number five. A list of gross behind-the-scenes facts from TV shows and movies include Will Ferrell had to film the spaghetti scene in Elf twice because he threw up during the first take. What is the name of the department store Buddy works at in Elf?
Oh, crap.
That's a great
no
question.
No idea.
All right, let's get...
I love that movie. I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So I understand the kids are headed to Grandma's. They off school this week?
Yes, they are.
See, times are different from when we were kids, Kennedy.
Why is that?
If it was like spring break... Mom would throw me a couple of frozen dinners and say, fend for yourself.
I don't know if that's a time thing or a you thing.
A little column A, a little column B, because same.
Diane got 2 out of 5, right, Kennedy?
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough.
I'm just happy I got at least one.
Goals.
Kennedy, the NFL draft is tonight, and I know you are the number one sports reporter in all of Boston, and you know who the Patriots are going to be taking with the fourth
pick.
Yeah,
I care. I care a lot.
Can you also tell me who the Patriots' current quarterback is?
Drake May.
You care at least that much.
I do. Well, you'll tell me who I should care about, Dan, and then I'll care about them.
Yep.
I think it's going to be.
I will force
here.
My feelings upon you.
That's pretty much what I do here, and I'm all right with that.
I think it's going to be somebody with arms they say are too short, Kennedy.
I don't know what that means.
Question number two.
I'll tell you off air.
Thank you.
Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan teamed up this week to blow some fans' minds. They got together at a Nashville pub. They played songs like Stick Season and Dial Drunk for the patrons. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
Massachusetts?
No, he lives.
Oh, he lives here. Vermont.
Vermont, and it's the season of the sticks.
No, I get it. Answer too fast. Story of my life.
Tied at one. Question number three.
Uh-oh, it's got interesting.
Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are reportedly set to be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Hugh did a movie with Blake's husband Ryan Reynolds that was the second highest grossing movie of all time. In all of 2024, with $1.4 billion. Named the movie
Deadpool Wolverine.
Tied at two. Joe Keery, 33 today. He plays Steve Harrington on which Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's coming into town with his band. Remember last time he came to the studio? This time they're like, he'll do a video interview.
He's a little more famous now.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
You do you, buddy.
Newberry. He's not going to get the full thing if he's not.
That's why he won't come back in. He's like, I don't want that strange man to look into my eyes as he sings to me.
It was a good song.
3-2, question number five. A list of gross behind-the-scenes facts from TVs and movies, Kennedy, include Will Ferrell had to film the spaghetti scene in Elf twice because he threw up during the first take. What is the name of the department store Buddy works at in Elf?
Gary's.
Gimbals.
Gimbals?
Gimbals.
Gimbals.
Gimbals is the correct answer. Go ahead and put that in your brain for later. Yeah, those were tough questions. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening, even when you're off on school vacation.
Yeah.
Yep. Going to grandma's house is always fun. You get all the sweets.
Yeah.
Speaking of sugar flavored.
Yeah, too many sweets.
I wonder if grandma makes them watch soap operas like.
Oh, I watched Young and the Restless with my grandfather.
Yes.
We would be at the beach, 11:30. You have to go inside to watch your stories.
Yep.
100%.
Kids are like, what are soap operas? Never mind.
They're still around, buddy.
Diane, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Diane, it's Eva and Rita from Middleborough, and we can't beat Kennedy.
All right. Bye, Eva. Bye, Rita.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think we've all been in a situation where you were in so much pain that you will try anything to alleviate that pain. And I think Kennedy is at that point with her shoulder blade.
Well, I think I probably would have done this anyway. But yeah, yeah, I've got this pain behind my shoulder blade. It happened maybe a year or two ago, too. I don't know what it is. It hurts so badly. I can't sit. I can't stand. I can't lay down. Like, I'm a pretty tough cookie. I can power through most things physically. But this one is starting to eat my lunch. And so I have... I have two doctors I work with therapy now, and now I have two more because I'm starting a new segment of treatment, and I had to work with new people. So I started working with this one woman who is lovely, this doctor, but she's very sort of spiritually based as well, because the treatment I'm going to be doing is sort of along those same lines, you know, about intention and mindfulness and whatnot. But in any
event, is it like an alternative kind of treatment?
It's ketamine treatments.
Okay.
But so as I met with her yesterday, we were having, you know, a lovely discussion about this, that, and the other thing. And she kind of was like, are you okay? Your face looks a little pained, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I just got this thing in my shoulder. It's been bugging me for a while. And she's like, okay, well, let's take a moment with that. So she's like, close your eyes. And I want you to, like, go to the pain in your shoulder and just sit there with it for a minute. And so I did that. And she said, well, what do you see anything? Do you feel anything? Is it saying anything to you?
Yeah, it hurts.
Right. So I tried to separate myself from the pain and I saw red. I saw red.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it feels angry.
You and, said this out loud?
Yeah. She asked me how I felt. That's what I felt. I felt anger, great anger.
Right.
And she said, okay, can we go deeper with that? And I'm like, I don't know. This is about what it's given me, anger.
How do you go deeper than your shoulder talking to you?
Well, she said, you know, anger typically is a sign of grief or fear. Uh-huh. But got a lot of grief in my life that I've probably not processed properly. But as I'm starting to talk to the pain, you know, it alleviated a little bit. It lightened up a little bit. She told me that I should tell the pain that I'm grateful for it holding it for me, because clearly it's holding on to something that I'm not processing just yet.
Oh.
So it's holding that, but it's...
Well, it's very kind.
It's letting me know that you can't hold on to this anymore. You're uh-huh. going to have to do something because I can't hold it much longer. So sometimes that's what pain is. You know, I mean, I realize it could be coming from something physical too, but I don't know. It made great sense to me.
You do not look like
it. It won't listen right now because I can't concentrate. I have to work right now. But yeah, like as I was driving in, I'm like, okay, we can get through this today, buddy. We'll do fine.
You were talking to your shoulder on the car ride in?
Hell yes.
Well, Kenny,
at this point, I will do anything because it hurts so badly. Like, honestly, I walk out of this room and I cry.
I
like,
know. It's so bad. You're in tough shape. I know. It's sad to watch.
But, oh, thank you, buddy.
I was thinking about this morning, Kennedy. You talking to your...
Talking to my pain?
Shoulder blade.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if maybe what you said got through.
Oh.
So I've written a letter, Kennedy.
To what?
To your shoulder blade.
Oh. Okay, hang on. Let me get in touch with it. Okay, we're ready. Me and the shoulder.
Hey there, buddy. Or should I say traitor?
Oh.
You and Kennedy used to be a solid team, literally. You had her back. Pun fully intended, Kennedy.
Oh, God.
She didn't even have to think about you. You were quiet, dependable, supportive. But lately, you've been acting like a drama queen with a vendetta. I mean, what did Kennedy do to you? Sleep alone wrong?
Oh, ouch!
Lift a bag of Uber Eats with mild enthusiasm?
Rude!
Reach for a favorite Prince album with too much gusto? Whatever it was, shoulder blade, she apologizes. I didn't realize you had entered the silent treatment plus random stabs of pain phase of your relationship. Let me be clear, this is not a vibe. You've got one job, be a bone. You're not an attention-seeking influencer. You don't need to go viral on the pain scale. Let's go back to the glory days when you were just quietly back there chilling, doing your bony little thing like a true background player. In closing, please, for the love of Tylenol and heating pads, knock it off. Let's heal for Kennedy, literally and emotionally. Kennedy is willing to forget the icy stabs during traffic reports, the searing twinges during Campy Kennedy, and the audible grunt she now makes when putting on her favorite Dumois hoodie. Let's move forward together, dear shoulder blade, preferably pain-free. Awaiting your cooperation, love, Carson.
I think it listened. And now it's really pissed.
Yeah. I feel like he just roasted you to holistic music.
He really did. Sleeping alone wrong.
Yeah.
Brutal, buddy.
Aggressively lifting up
Uber Eats. Brutal. I mean, accurate, but brutal.
617-655-1234. Do you have any help or maybe alternative ways that you deal with pain like this? Kennedy is up for anything at this point.
She's talking to her shoulder blade and it's red. Help this woman.
617-655-1234.
We're getting close to some real weird territory.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I've had this little tinge in the back of my ankle, Kennedy. Could you get your person to maybe just talk to
it? It's not talk the person. To my ankle. You talk to it.
I know, but your person seemed to have a better understanding of what your body part might be saying.
No, she could just guide you through that. It's up to you to decipher what it's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And it told me that it's angry.
So Kennedy's been in pain, in a lot of pain. And I said to you that it reminded me of when I chipped a thing in my... herniated...
Vertebra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slightly herniated disc in my back. because I would have to hold my arm over my head to alleviate the pain, and I had numbness in my fingers, and because it's all connected through the spine, that's what it ended up being.
An impingement of some kind, I'm sure. I don't know, but it just, it hurts like a mother.
And you've gone to all types of routes to try to alleviate the pain.
Except for Western medicine, but we'll do that
Except for talking to a doctor.
Well, no, I mean, I have
talked to the shoulder blade, but not a doctor.
I have an appointment coming up. I do, but you, as you know, you can't just walk in and go.
I know, but you should definitely wait.
I'm gonna go. I'm not waiting. I have an appointment. I called the physical therapist today. I'm doing what I can, guys. But at this point, I'll try anything.
Deborah's from Framingham.
Don't hate on me talking to it.
Good morning, Deborah. What did you want to say?
Oh, I just felt like I had to call in because Kennedy sounds like she's in so much pain. It sounds like a pinched nerve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had this a number of years ago, and, you know, steroids and physical therapy saved me.
That's exactly what I had to do for my
Last time around, I went to see a physical therapist in Quincy, and he gave me some exercises, which I've been doing, you know. But, yeah, yes, thank you.
What about burning some incense, Kennedy?
Well, that just helps you get into a mindful state.
All right.
If you want to, if it works.
What? Deborah, thank
you. Today is not the day to harass the girl.
It actually feels like a good day because you couldn't catch me.
Oh, I can power through most things.
Her punches will be a lot softer.
That's true. That's right.
I am a woman. We can do many things. And being angry helps.
She's angry. Your shoulder's angry.
Everybody's angry.
Paula is from Medfield. Any suggestions or tips for Paula other than talking to her shoulder blade?
So I don't have anything about talking to it, but what I will say is I had extreme pain in my shoulder blade for almost a year and couldn't figure out what it was, and it turns out it was my gallbladder.
Huh?
And in women, sometimes you can have referred pain to a different spot, and that will radiate up into the shoulder.
Kennedy, are you trying to join the No Gallbladder Club?
I am not having another surgery. No.
We'll have one good gallbladder between the three of us.
Join one of us. One of us.
Kennedy always likes to be with the cool kids, Dan.
I need another scar in my life. Let's go.
Oh, that is wonderful news.
I'm not saying that is what it is, but it was very odd. It was extreme pain. Couldn't get rid of it. And that is what it landed up being. So I just thought I would throw that out there for you.
Well, thank you, friend. I appreciate you.
Dr. Paula, put some respect on her
name.
I'm
here for it.
No.
Thanks, Paula.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
From the 508, Kennedy, acupuncture. I have a good guy.
Okay. Give it to me.
I'll stab you with needles if you want.
Okay, I have some thumbtacks in my desk. Let's get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
KB Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. And a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All this week is Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
Where we bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving her a shot at redemption. Sherry is from Salem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also in with her son, Henry. What's up, Henry?
Hello.
He doesn't need a microphone. He projects.
Will you two kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please
leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before Sherry?
3-2.
No, it's all right. Go ahead, Henry. Right? Talk all you want. Henry, why don't you move over and just take Kennedy's mic? We don't need her. She's always in the way. There you go. How's that?
She's good. Laughing in the other studio. She's got her mic still.
All right. Sherry and Henry, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. How old are you again, Henry?
8.
8 years old.
It's a good year.
Question number one. During a TikTok live, Lizzo revealed she has dropped 16% of her body fat by focusing on calories in versus calories out, and ditching her old Starbucks habit. Speaking of Starbucks, are there more Starbucks or Dunks across the United States?
Dunks.
Dunks.
All right, question number two. 17 years ago today, in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Snipes played a vampire hunting half vampire in which movie franchise?
Twilight.
Okay, question number three. Tyson Ritter, 41 today. He's the lead singer of the All-American Rejects. Take a listen to these opening lyrics and then name the song.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes.
Name the song. Do you know it?
No.
No? Nothing?
Nothing.
All right. Question number four. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler want to do another movie together soon. They've done three so far. Can you give me two of them? Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Don't think we know that one either.
All right, question number five. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone have a new song together. It's called I Ain't Coming Back. It's on Morgan's new album that is set to release in May. What is the name of the album? Are you a big Morgan Wallen guy?
I'm a Post Malone guy.
Oh, you're a Post Malone guy? All right.
I don't think we know that one either.
Sherry, you're leaning on the 8-year-old a lot.
I know.
Keep looking at him like, well.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, there's Aiden. Sorry, Kennedy, you lost your microphone. It's been commandeered.
Yeah.
For me to play the game with him.
It's not the Carson and Henry show.
You do.
I think it's just the Henry show, Dan. All right, so I have Sherry and Henry getting 0 out of 5.
Guys.
Ouch.
Mac.
We really got to find something.
That hurts worse than your shoulder pain.
It really does.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
During a TikTok live, Lizzo revealed that she has dropped 16% of her body fat by focusing on calories in versus calories out and ditching her old Starbucks habit. Speaking of Starbucks, are there more Starbucks or Dunks across the United States?
Starbucks.
Yeah, not even close by about 6,000 stores. 1-0. 17 years ago today in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Snipes played a vampire hunting half vampire in which movie franchise?
Blade.
Yes, it was Blade.
Daywalker.
Didn't he show up in like, was it?
He was just in Deadpool and Wolverine with a cameo, yeah.
2-0, question number three. Tyson Ritter turns 41 today. He is the lead singer of the All-American Rejects. Take a listen to these opening lyrics and then name the song.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes.
Name the song.
Gives you hell?
The official song of Kennedy's shoulder blade. 3-0, question number four. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler want to do another movie together. They have done three so far. Name two.
Wedding Singer 50 First Dates.
And Blended is another one. 4-0. Question number five. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone have a new song out together called I Ain't Coming Back. It's on Morgan's new album. It is set to be released in May. What is the album called?
I'm not going to get it. Mm.
Taylor Swift?
Oh, I'm the problem. Well, you can't get me that.
I know I can't. 4-0 is the final score. Well.
Womp, womp. We still had fun, though, right?
Yeah. We did.
That's all that matters.
Well, you don't get the cash, obviously, with the redemption week for Can't Beat Kennedy. Actually, didn't even get a point as I'm looking at the sheet here. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Sherry?
We are Sherry and Henry from Salem, and we cannot beat Kennedy. Carson.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Emily D. Baker is a self-professed law nerd, and she has been there every minute along the way with the Karen Reed trial, both in the first trial and now in the retrial. And I feel like I've been there with her every minute as well. I've spent...
You've spent an inordinate amount of time.
16 hours over the past 2 days with Emily in my TV room. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you both doing?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. I have you on the big screen TV in my TV room because I just pull up YouTube on my smart TV. Which
folks all over town have you on their phones as they're walking through the grocery store. Like you are here with us, Emily.
My wife walked in. My wife walked in. She's like, "I like her Kendra Scott earrings." I'm like, "Will you focus?"
The important things.
Right.
Thank you. Kendra Scott reached out to me after one of the trials and was like, "I saw you wearing my earrings." I'm like, "I love them. Thank you for the amazing earrings. I think they're great. Thank you for making them. They're fantastic."
That is super
cool. I have worn them forever because they are absolutely my favorite. But yes, I often get photos of people's pets trying to grab the earrings through like the screen or the TV because they move so much because I am so animated when I talk. And that's not been different the last 2 days. I've been losing my mind.
Yeah, so let's just, since it's been going on for 2 days now, I know we could spend the whole time right now talking about yesterday. Just real quick, too, the phone number is 617-655-1234. If you have a question about anything that's going on with the trial, Emily does a great job of breaking it all down. So what did you think after, you know, we have a new prosecution here, the same defense team? What did you think about the opening statements and how both teams presented their cases versus the first time?
I think opening statements were much better this trial, particularly for the prosecution, than in the first trial. I think we saw a much clearer timeline from the prosecution. We also saw some change in their theory. They said very clearly, "We're going to show you that Karen Reed clipped John O'Keefe with her car." Very different than the first trial where they were talking about her rocketing that SUV backwards into John O'Keefe. So a different style, a different tone. But even from the beginning of the opening for the prosecution, you saw new prosecutor Brennan trying to bring them into the story, starting with the tones going off for EMS and them rushing to the call. And then we're seeing him present evidence following along the way he did with the opening. So I think it's easier for jurors to follow what the prosecution is saying. And then I think the defense did a really good job of not pulling the burden onto themselves, which I think they did a bit in the first trial, saying, "We're going to show you that all these people are involved in framing Karen Reed." This time, I think the defense really narrowed in on, look at all these things that weren't investigated. Look at what could have happened. Look at what could have been looked into and wasn't, and really focused on the investigation and how the investigation went or didn't, and really pushing onto what will the prosecution prove or not prove at the end of this case. So I think both sides had some really smart changes to their opening. And I thought they were both much more engaging. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's smart. We're seeing that in the defense cross-examinations. We're seeing them really follow that through line of there was no collision. And look at how interconnected everyone is. Canton's a small town. Look at how everyone knows each other. Not saying that that's necessarily wrong, but look at who wasn't interviewed at the end of this. And that's what they're going to argue. Everyone knew each other, but no one knew Karen Reed. And look at what police didn't ask. And I think that is a more restrained version that'll be easier for jurors to understand. And it doesn't require people to say, "Oh, everyone's involved in a very large cover-up."
And one of the things that I think is interesting, and we talked about this ad nauseum when it was happening, is all of the interviews that Karen Reed did after the first trial. And now, every time we turn around, we're getting another clip, or at least the prosecution trying to get another of her, of Karen Reed in her own words, saying, "Did I do it? Did I clip him? I was an immortal?" You know, all of these things. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we thought it was going to happen, right?
It's almost like we could see this coming. Yes, it is exactly what we thought was going to happen. And I knew that this new special prosecutor and their team had spent time watching all of these unaired footage. Look, if you're giving me unaired footage, the best quality in a prosecutor is to be really nosy. If I can get uncut footage of an interview the defendant gave, I'm watching every minute of it multiple times. And we're starting to see some of that unaired, unedited footage of Karen Reed. I think the defense is going to argue when they get to it, if Karen Reed doesn't testify particularly, that those segments show her side of the story, show that she was asking questions, that she was confused, that she didn't know what happened that morning. I think we're going to see numerous clips about her drinking, and the defense will probably argue, see, she didn't remember. So she's trying to clarify. That's not a confession. That's confusion. And from the prosecution, you're going to say, look, she thought right after this happened, could I have flipped him with my car? And that's what we're saying happened. But the jury's going to be locked in on those because it's the only time they're going to hear Karen Reed's voice, the only time they're going to hear her speak, most likely. And there are some clips yesterday, or one clip yesterday that was used, that I think gives Karen Reed's version of events that she couldn't get in otherwise. Remember, the defense can't bring those interviews in. They have to wait to see what the prosecution brings in, and then all they can do is argue that more of the clips should be brought in. They can't introduce any of that. So when the prosecution introduces things they can use, it's a win for them, and you saw them a little happy about that yesterday.
A text from the 978. There's two questions here. Can you ask Emily if it is normal to have the same judge for a retrial? And then also, more of a technical thing, what is that lady doing next to the witness stand talking into that thing at her face?
I get that question from 40,000 people about every 30 minutes because we have not seen it in every state. That is voice dictation. So that's the court reporter using the voice dictation instead of typing. So that is the court stenographer. And yes, even though this is being broadcast on the internet, there has to be an official record. YouTube's not the official record, though we're seeing the prosecution showing the witnesses back their testimony from YouTube.
Okay,
that's
before
not the official record.
Before
that
you answer this, okay, before you answer the question about the judge, we need to take a break real quick. 617-655-1234. It's Emily D. Baker. Everything that you needed to know about the Karen Reed retrial. If you have a question about what's going on in the courtroom or what the prosecution is doing or the defense is doing or how come they did this or does it feel like this, you can call or text 617-655-1234. We'll do more with Emily next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 along with Emily D. Baker. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. You can find her on YouTube. And what she does, it's fantastic. So the trial is going on and then Emily will be there. And she will help break things down as they happen. She will pause the trial for a moment, to explain. Or someone in the chat has a question. She takes questions. She will fast forward through things, you know, when there's a police officer that's telling about his 20 years of training, she puts it on 1.5 so you don't have to watch it, which I appreciated yesterday. Thank you for that. So let me ask you this, Emily. One of the things with the retrial, and we've had some questions via text as well about this, is the brain, the mind, the memory of it all, because there's a lot of, you said this in this meeting or in front of this jury or the last time around, but now is your memory better or
and
worse?
The least accurate thing in the world is the human memory. So
right.
Like, how does that all play in kind of?
And it gets confusing, to be honest with you. I forget who was asking what and said what when.
See?
I
memory.
It has to be the same for the jurors, right?
It is really hard, and I want to finish that question from before about the judge, because it would be very unusual to not have the same judge on a retrial. It's very normal and preferable to have the same judge because they know the case, they know the previous rulings, they know the previous evidence. It goes much smoother and faster. It's very unusual to change judges on a retrial. So I wanted to answer that because I get that question a lot too. And then, yes, memory's hard because you get flipping back and forth through different transcripts. Some of these witnesses testified at a state grand jury, at a federal grand jury, during the first proceeding, or last time, as they are trying to say, not trial in front of the jury, because the jury shouldn't know there was a previous trial. And then this time, it can be four different testimonies, in addition to various police reports. So oftentimes the witnesses will sit down and reread all of that. But there are times that their memory of an event and their memory of what they read differ by the time you get further away from an incident. So that's why there should be police reports. That's why there should be interviews that are recorded with all the witnesses separately to memorialize that as close in time as it happens. And that is hard in this case because some of the witnesses weren't interviewed separately. Some of them didn't get told not to sit down and talk to each other by law enforcement. So after this happened, everybody was trying to figure it out and talking to each other. And then the memories get all intertangled, and that makes it very hard to untangle at trial.
There was a text. Do you think the new DNA introduced by the defense of five unknown males is going to be significant or not? I think this was in regards to the shoe or something along those lines, if I recall.
Yes, it depends on how it comes in, and it depends on what the jury thinks of how the evidence was handled. Evidence shouldn't have DNA from law enforcement or other contributions like that, but can it happen? This evidence wasn't always logged. And how many people might touch your shoe if you're taking it on and off at your house? So it depends on how it's explained, but it could be.
Also, something that was interesting that you were talking about yesterday was how much information Carrie Roberts and Jen McCabe shared with each other in the moments after all of this happened. They put together their own timeline trying to figure all of this out, which, of course, now the defense is saying, you know, was this information that you knew or was this information that you heard from somebody else, which is kind of, again, it's just clouding everything of trying to figure out who actually knew or saw what.
It does. It makes it really hard. And law enforcement never told them, hey, we're going to investigate what happened, so don't talk to each other about what happened. They should have been interviewed after they were at Good Samaritan Hospital separately, and it should have been recorded. That should have happened. It would have preserved what they knew and what they didn't know at that time. It's real hard to undo what you know versus what somebody told you. And that, I think, Carrie Roberts was really upfront about it when being asked. She said, no, this is what I was told. This is what I remember. But yes, those things could have been intertwined after this traumatic event. We sat down to try to walk through what happened. At that point, law enforcement was just starting to treat it like a crime scene. Mm-hmm. But when first responders rolled out, they treated it like an unknown medical call and treated it like that for quite a while, actually, and didn't rope off the scene. There wasn't evidence tape, and they didn't tell people, don't talk to each other about this. We're going to interview you. So it all the way around is what it is. And Carrie Roberts didn't back down from it. But yes, memories can get conflated. But I think that's why we saw the prosecution using some of those tapes of Karen Reed, because they backed up what Carrie was saying about what Karen Reed was saying. And from the last trial, her testimony was really linear and was not overemphasized. She was clear about what she didn't remember, though she did get hit on that on cross-examination for telling the grand jury something she was told, not something she heard. But I thought she didn't over-exaggerate her memory. And we'll see how it lands with the jury by the time we get to the end of this. I think they'll really want to hear the digital evidence, what the cell phones say, the cell phone battery temperature.
Oh, I'm interested the cell phone in. Battery that stuff. Time. That was...
Yes, I'm really interested to see that. And then there's more information from Karen Reed's SUV that we didn't see in the last trial because the police couldn't extract it. So there's going to be a lot more scientific evidence. And when the witnesses are all over the place, I find that juries tend to lean into, well, what did you text? What did you say in your phone? What did your phone do? Right. And then what do the experts say?
It was tough day with the trial yesterday, too, seeing John O'Keefe's mom up there testifying for the first time.
It was incredibly emotional. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Emily D. Baker,
a very hard thing, I'm sure.
Yep, our favorite law nerd. Thank you for coming in and breaking all of this down for you. We will have you back on again next Thursday.
Yeah.
And if you want to get up to speed on everything she's doing, Emily, find her on the Law Nerd app. And then you can also find her across social media and YouTube. Thanks, Emily. It's good
Thank
to see you.
You.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. See you
I say
soon.
Good to see
Bye.
You. I see you. You don't see me.
Same.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy. Say hi to Michelle from Hyde Park.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, just 9 months pregnant.
Wow.
With twins, I understand.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your heart.
Yes, twin girls.
You must be headed to the hospital any day now, then, eh?
Yeah, we have a scheduled C-section for May 14th.
Oh, congratulations, Mama.
Thank you.
I heard a rumor they were going to be named Carson and Kennedy.
Absolutely not.
Yep, two beautiful girls, Carson and Kennedy. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please, Michelle?
Yes, can you please leave the studio, Kennedy?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She has now gone into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
Excuse me. A trailer for season two of Wednesday is dropped online. What is the name of the severed hand that accompanies Wednesday at school on the show?
Thing.
Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer will headline Riot Fest in Chicago for the 20th anniversary. Which of those three has sold the most records worldwide? Green Day, Blink-182, or Weezer?
I'm going to say Green Day.
Question number three. 36 years ago today, 1989, Massachusetts declared New Kids on the Block Day. Finish the hook to this New Kids song. Finish the lyric.
Oh, I didn't know I was finishing the lyrics.
Did I not say that? I did.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Question number four. The Board of Parole from Jelly Roll's home state just recommended he receive a full pardon, meaning all of his past felony convictions would no longer be on his record. Which state is Jelly Roll from? Question number five. People magazine has named 62-year-old Demi Moore this year's most beautiful person. She tells the magazine how she used to torture herself to stay in shape, but has developed a more relaxed relationship with her body. Demi was nominated for an Oscar this year for her role in which film?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Oh, my God. I know it because I saw the Oscars, but I didn't see the movie, so I can't think of the name.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, I'm going to pass along a tip to you that somebody passed along to us when my ex-wife and I had our twins. When you're in the hospital, okay, and there's nobody around.
Yes.
You take every one of those diapers they give you and every one of those little blankets they give you and you throw it in the little bag that you have and you take them home with you. Every diaper,
absolutely,
every blanket, you're paying for it. They are yours. Have your family take them out with them when they leave. Have friends take them. Just keep taking diapers out every time somebody comes in that room because you're going to need a lot of them over the next few
Fantastic
weeks.
Fantastic advice.
Yeah, somebody gave that tip to us, and we did. We stole tons of diapers, and I'm glad we did. Kennedy, welcome back.
You will
do. Michelle got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
That's fantastic. These are difficult.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
A trailer for season two of Wednesday has dropped online. What is the name of the severed hand that accompanies Wednesday to school?
Thing.
Tied at one. Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer will headline the Riot Fest in Chicago for its 20th anniversary. Which of those three has sold the most records worldwide?
One more time.
Sure. Green Day.
Green Day.
Blink-182. Weezer.
Ooh. It feels like Green Day, but then I feel like Weezer's one of those sleepers. Green Day.
Tied at 2. 36 years ago today, in 1989, Massachusetts declared one of our most important holidays.
I graduated from high school.
New Kids on the Block Day.
That's right.
Finish the hook to this New Kids song. Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Really want you in my world.
Oh, a bonus point for the hitting that note, too. 3-2. Question number four. The Board of Parole from Jelly Roll's home state just recommended he receive a full pardon, meaning all of his past felony convictions would no longer be on his record. Which state is Jelly Roll from?
Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
4-3. Question number five. People Magazine has named 62-year-old Demi Moore this year's most beautiful person. She tells the magazine how she used to torture herself to stay in shape, but has developed a more relaxed relationship with her body. Demi was nominated for an Oscar this year for her role in which film?
The Substance.
Substance, yes. That
Robbed.
Is, yes.
I love that they put a 62-year-old woman on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah.
Love it.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Michelle, you don't get the cash, but listen, you're about to have twins.
I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Well,
congratulations. It's going to be a wonderful time for you, for sure. Yeah. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Michelle from Hyde Park, but I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Mary from Milford.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you today?
I'm doing my best.
Oh, good. My heart hasn't been beating this fast since I don't know when.
Oh, all right.
It's just you and me. Us friends here. Don't you worry about a thing.
$1,000 on the line. No big deal.
We're going to have a nice time.
I know.
No worries. Just the entire region listening.
You wish.
We do reach 3 different states, Mary.
Oh, my gosh.
And
one person
in each one.
You got to start somewhere.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000. Kennedy has now left the studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I guess I am. Yes.
Lena Dunham and this Call Me Maybe singer are bringing a musical adaptation of the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You to Broadway. Who sings Call Me Maybe?
Oh, that's Carly Rae Jepsen. I love that song.
A list of some of the most shocking TV deaths include Brian Cox on Succession, Steven Yeun in The Walking Dead, and Patrick Dempsey on Grey's Anatomy.
Spoiler alert.
What was Patrick Dempsey's character's nickname?
McDreamy.
If your idea of sexy is White Lotus star Walton Goggins in a banana hammock, you should check out his latest photo shoot in Cultured Magazine, Dan.
I'm going to pass, but I appreciate the heads up.
Where can you stream the show The White Lotus?
Oh, gosh. And we watched the whole thing. It's on, not Prime. Shoot, I watched the whole thing.
Pick one.
Okay, I am going to say, HBO Max. HBO Max.
Question number 4. What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Central Park.
Question number 5. The NHL playoffs are in full swing. Of course, we don't care because the Bruins have been out since, like, I don't know.
Since the trade deadline when they shipped everybody out.
Right. Which team won the 2024 Stanley Cup?
2024, huh? I'm going to say the Oilers? No, I don't even know any hockey teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I was closer than you think, though.
What are you doing
really?
Today, Mary?
I'm going to the Red Sox. Woohoo!
Us too. What a surprise.
I heard. I hope I see you guys.
You'll definitely see us. I'll be the one wearing a Red Sox hat. And Dan will have on a Red Sox jersey.
Me too. You and I are going to match.
Inconspicuous.
Mary got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Holy cats. Mary, well done.
And she also has really good energy.
Yep.
She's fun.
These are tough questions, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I think so.
Lena Dunham and this Call Me Maybe singer are bringing a musical adaptation of the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You to Broadway. Who sings Call Me Maybe?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Tied at 1. $1,000 on the line, by the way, Kennedy. For
right here.
A list of some of the most shocking TV deaths include Brian Cox on Succession, Steven Yeun in The Walking Dead, and Patrick Dempsey on Grey's Anatomy.
Spoiler alert.
What was Patrick Dempsey's character's nickname?
McDreamy.
Yeah, sorry to have ruined Grey's Anatomy for everybody. Mm-hmm.
I was going to watch Succession, but I guess I'll skip it now.
Tied at two, question number three. If your idea of sexy is White Lotus star Walton Goggins in a banana hammock, you should check out his latest photo shoot in Cultured Magazine, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Where can you stream The White Lotus?
HBO Max.
By the way, that guy has like an 18-pack. Tied at three. Question number four. What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Central Perk.
Tied at four. Question number five. The NHL playoffs are in full swing. We don't care, but it is still happening.
I had no idea.
I mean, it's just fall.
Still hockey?
It's like the first round.
It's only the first round. I know.
That's insane.
It goes into July. Which team won the 2024 Stanley Cup?
Should I know this?
No.
The Las Vegas hockey team.
Do you know where Brad Marchand is playing now?
Florida?
Yeah, Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers. But they beat the Edmonton Oilers, Mary, so you were close.
You were very,
very close. Well done, friend.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, darn it.
Yes.
It was so close.
4-4 is the final score, and with a tie, unfortunately, the win goes to Kennedy.
Oh, well, I knew that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
hashtag something.
We'll buy you a Fenway Frank today.
Well, say that again, Kennedy.
Okay, I'm going to look for you, Kennedy.
We'll get you a Fenway Frank.
Yes.
I would like one also, please.
Okay.
I didn't lose $1,000, but.
You can have one, too.
I'm very hungry.
And sausage guy sausages. Mm.
I want a $22 beer.
Done.
Well, there's going to be a plethora of those around for you. You'll be spoiled for choice.
You can stop any number of spaces inside the concourse.
They all cost $22.
That's what I woke up dreaming this morning. God, where can I find myself at $22?
It's the little thing.
How can I spend $100 on five beers?
It just tastes different.
Mary, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name's Mary. I'm from Milford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.